How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
Every week.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've just been chilling. Making music.
I would think so. I think you'd be like making music, much as getting caught up on movies and stuff. I saw Ready Player One.
Was it hype?
It was interesting. I loved the book, so my expectations were high.
Yeah.
Because it was like Spielberg, okay, and the book was awesome.
Is it like a book or a graphic novel?
No, it's a book.
It's a book.
We should say book.
That explains why I've never heard of it.
You can just say book versus graphic novel.
No, books in my world mean comic
like
books.
There's like books.
Sorry. These are books to me.
Mm. Hey, man, potato, potato.
I guess so.
So it's a book, I guess. And, it was an easy, good read. Did you read it?
No, my cousin had a similar experience with, like, because the book was so good, the movie was less powerful.
Yeah, like, I read Harry Potter's, but I still enjoyed the movies really well, a lot.
Miranda's got things to say about
I liked
that.
Them a lot.
I
hate
the movies. But I think imagination, like, takes over more in Ready Player One just because, like, I don't know.
Because there's so much nostalgia to, like, a lot of the stuff they reference. Mm. And then you see it on screen. I don't know. There's something about it. It was just like, I don't know. Maybe I was expecting more from Spielberg, too. Mm-hmm. Which I think it's fucking Spielberg.
Yeah, Spielberg.
I mean, I heard great things about it, but not from anybody who's read the books.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a book.
It was entertaining.
It was
definitely entertaining, but that's about it.
Y'all seen Meg? The Meg?
The Meg?
Yeah.
Oh, the Megalodon thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I want to see it.
It's hype.
It
looks good.
It's done really well, so. It's worth a watch.
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But any shark movie is worth a watch.
I haven't seen a good shark movie since the LL Cool J one.
It was so good.
Oh, God.
Deep Blue Sea.
I didn't like that because it felt like it was taking itself seriously.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was trash.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, no, this should not be. I don't know why they.
Oh,
it seemed
boy.
Like they were taking themselves
Samuel
seriously.
Samuel Jackson was in that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it got tore up.
Yep. Yeah.
Bro, I was surprised
that all the black
died.
People in that movie.
Except for LL.
LL,
he lived?
Yeah. Even his parrot.
You don't kill
up
LL.
Yeah.
He has a parrot?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, LL Cool J's got a parrot in the movie.
Yeah.
Pirate Cool J?
Pirate Cool J.
Bonus points right now for who can tell me what the LL stands for.
Ladies Love.
Ooh, come on. Good job, group.
Gross.
Ladies
Love Cool J.
Don't love that. Don't. No.
Ooh, be careful.
You didn't know that?
Why would I know that?
I don't know. Because, I don't know. I mean, growing up, you're like, what does LL stand for?
I did not.
Ladies
I never questioned that.
Never questioned it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because if you don't know, his mother will order him to come and knock you out.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, everybody, welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. We got a pretty cool episode for you. We've got a bonus person in the studio. I guess I should do the normal announcement first. I'm Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart, Steve McMorrow. Special guest today is my favorite person in the world, Miranda Hofer.
You're not getting any later.
Second time she told you that on the show.
She loves to announce
just
it to the world.
Don't use that as currency.
And back from the Blue People episode of Kentucky, we got Mason, a.k.a. Josh's bodyguard.
Yeah,
so true.
Yeah, as you know, Josh is crippled right now and can't defend himself.
Took his ankle out?
Josh was looking for him.
He's found him.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Found him in a trash can.
Oh, you were with him in his drunk escapade of trying to jump over a...
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Fence.
It was a great time.
nothing to defend. Just
what you can remember.
Yep, that was me.
Yeah, everything I remember was great.
It happened.
Except for the fall. Like that was just the worst part. But yeah.
So anyways,
welcome to life. Yeah.
I kind of had a stroke of inspiration for this episode. You know, we've done so good cracking open the Philadelphia experiment. cracking open the Mandela Effect. We touched on the Montauk Project. You know, once we got Steve really going as a Mandela Effect believer, he really cracked the case wide open last week.
You guys are going to solve all the world's problems. Yeah.
That's what we're doing now. I've decided for a new ongoing mini-series. I will do it once in a while. We will be solving the unsolved weird mysteries of the world, guys. So put on your thinking caps. Put on your detective coats. Socks. Yeah, detective socks. And we're going to take you through. I think we're going to do about a few an episode, it looks like. Got three for you today. If you read the title of the episode, you're already ahead of the game, because our first one is Severed Foot Beach.
Severed Foot Beach.
Wow. Severed Foot Beach. It's a coast
destination.
Yeah. It's this is actually
a lot of weddings there.
Mm-hmm.
Belongs to our good friends in Canada.
Okay.
So,
are your friends now?
Yeah.
We made up.
I didn't say anything about Canada.
I yelled at him.
Did Canada write?
Yeah.
Canada Steve write yelled to
at
you?
Us. I yelled at him.
No, Steve yelled at us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve yelled at us.
Because I'm almost Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Buffalo, so they...
Yeah, I'm right there.
Yeah, and like, I'm almost white. Steve, get out of here.
Damn, I was almost there.
So just this last May, the 14th human foot in a decade has washed up on the beaches of British Columbia, Canada.
What?
14?
14.
In the over last decade.
Yeah, 14th that's, over a decade.
That's terrifying.
It's a complete foot in a shoe, washes up ashore. Just shortly after,
There you go.
Just shortly after.
Yeah.
All right.
This coming shortly
another
after.
Yeah.
A foot found in a black athletic style shoe that was actually still attached to the fibula and tibula.
Do you have the picture? Because you showed me the picture and it really cemented this.
Josh has it on his phone. I texted
so that's
it
not,
to him.
That's a severed leg.
Yeah,
like
that
graduates.
That's
severed
the
leg.
That's the only one that had that. Yeah, that full piece. It washed up on December of 2017. The foot was traced to a Stanley K. Akimoto, who was 79 when he went missing the prior September.
It's
the guy's name
like
is
something
Stan.
You would buy in a Halloween
Akimoto,
right?
Stanley K. Akimoto.
Wow. All right.
Stanley, a big name in Japan.
I actually did work with a Japanese guy in Las Vegas. Yeah. He was my partner outside of the casino, and his name was Stanley.
Stanley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve, you can't do that. That's rude.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
I know, right?
We don't have.
I didn't say anything bad about Japan.
Is it wrong to say I want more Asian friends in my life?
Yeah. No.
No.
It's not like.
Why? Why do you want more Asian friends?
I do really like the Japanese culture. So like.
And you want to be friends with all of them?
Not all of them. Just like one.
You seen Terrace House?
Yeah, I used to watch a show called Terrace House.
It's like
Real World, but
Japan.
But Japan.
So it's like super respectful.
Wait, did you say Terrace House or Terrorists House?
Terrace.
Terrace.
Like a
garden terrace.
Oh, I heard Tara's house.
Yeah,
Tara's house. No, so
like,
Terrace house.
Tara?
It's hype. Like there's one that takes place like in Japan, and like I don't watch that one because like I didn't.
Yeah, that
I thought
sounds
you
hype.
No, but they have one where they come to they live in Hawaii, and so they're like half Japanese, half American. So like there's like this interesting mixture of people that are like half Japanese that all live together. They mostly speak
Japanese.
Wait,
is this like a Big Brother thing? What are you talking about?
It's like Real World.
It's like Real World.
Oh, okay.
Like it's just
yeah.
So they put them in a house, they go get jobs. And
yeah, but like the funny thing is, you realize, no, they
but,
don't, bro.
Yeah, Japanese culture is not about that.
They're not trashy
that.
LA people.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Or Jersey people, like, bro.
So
it's like a PG.
What's the draw then?
It's just so interesting. You see, like, relationships happen.
And, like, it's the cultural aspect.
That's not
like a Truman Show effect
all.
Where you come to appreciate life a little bit.
Yeah,
more.
Like, you're like, dude, like, those are some wholesome people. Like, it makes you feel good. You're like, wow, that's really nice.
No,
you guys aren't
like
just
you're talking players. About so the Japanese culture. They are big on politeness, and they're, like, I've seen, like, videos of them in public, and they're very conscientious of others. And being polite. So, yeah, I guess there is that. That would be interesting to see in a TV show versus,
like Snooki and
Jersey, you know, Wives of Jersey Shore, some garbage like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fantastic Americans we put on TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have so many to be able to pick from.
Yeah,
there's,
you know,
characters.
Yeah. You're just going to, 370 million people, you're going to get some some bad ones.
Yeah, I mean, garbage piles aren't
fast and expansive. Yeah, exactly. So we just have a lot to pick from.
And we just get to make fun of them. So. The like creator of Hello Kitty, do you remember that documentary we were watching?
Yeah, she seemed like she could fit in on Jersey Shore.
She seemed like a scary Japanese person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen pictures? I think they call her Mama Kitty.
Mama Kitty.
She's the creator of Hello Kitty. Or, like, the... She's not technically the creator.
She publicized it, or something.
She got her big... Yeah, she, like, made her big. Like, she gave her the bow or something.
And she changed one thing, yeah.
She's considered, like, the mother of Hello Kitty. Yeah, and when... During the documentary, they were speaking to her, and then the camera flashed to her... She's like what, like a 60-year-old?
She looks like a
troll doll,
Yoda thing, like squeezed into this Hello Kitty.
Oh, really? She had a little girl's like gingham dress.
Actually, more like the Michelin Man.
Oh
yeah,
her body, but she Michelin dressed man. Like a little porcelain doll.
Yeah.
So like she had her hair like in little braids.
Well, she's still dressed in that kawaii little kid style that like the Japanese girl.
Yeah, I don't get that, man. But that's me.
Yeah.
But I don't. Yeah, that whole. They're all about some Hello Kitty there too.
Oh, they love that Hello Kitty.
That was a cool documentary that we watched though. Why Hello Kitty is so loved.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. The toys that made us.
Takes all kinds. I mean, we saw at the restaurant the other night a furry come in, which was interesting.
I thought furry was strictly sexually oriented.
No, I didn't realize it would go into public.
The girl who was there was there with her parents.
Yeah, she had to take off her helmet mask thing to eat.
Yeah, it was just mask. Yeah.
What was she dressed as?
I couldn't tell. It was a winged thing.
But it had wings.
Yeah, it was like a winged fox griffin.
Yeah, she was just kind of chilling there with her parents who were not dressed up.
Those are cool parents.
Very understanding parents.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, you can wear that all you want inside, like, do your thing, but we're not going out in public like that. I don't know.
My kid loves Halloween. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you do in that situation?
I don't know.
You take a lot of pictures later on. You put them all over their graduation cake.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless they never grow out of it.
Yeah.
And then just like, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe I have something to learn then. If my kid never grows out of that, maybe I just need to.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steven Crowder because I watched one of his videos talking to like this furry dude.
Yeah.
And so he explained like it's not just sexual orientation, like it's just a lifestyle.
It's a way of life, yeah.
Hey, I guess you're not hurting somebody else and who cares?
Yeah, I've seen a documentary on him before. But anyways, I don't have a cool segue. back to Severed Foot Beach. Since August of 2007, this area of the beach has been a hot spot for human severed feet washing ashore.
And one severed leg.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, I think that's important to put out because if it was all severed severed feet, then it's like you got a continuity.
I told you guys to put your detective hats on.
You know, yeah. So
I think the term severed is false in this situation, too. You used a very good word. Disarticulated is really the more accurate term.
I do come to that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
disarticulated.
Yeah, severed, we're using terms not all of us understand.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what disarticulated really,
means. I'm building there.
Severed makes you think of foul play.
Yeah, that's
the
what
verb
I'm saying.
So if it's all one thing.
You're jumping ahead. We went through the show.
You could easily pull that out. Something could pull that out. Yeah. It doesn't mean it was chopped off or sawed off. There's no mark of a blade.
Yeah, but if you have right now we're looking at, 14? So 14. If you have 13 feet, and then one leg, kind of, the leg throws a wrench in it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's all feet, then you're like, okay, something fishy's definitely going on where it's just feet. Yeah.
And it's always the same side foot is the question.
Somebody got slapped.
Negative. So the Canadian government has actually, it's become such a phenomena and like people are so interested in it. If you find a foot, you report it to the British Columbia Coroner's Service and they update this little map right here. We'll have Josh will put it up on our Facebook page for
it's
you
like
guys.
Where the
the
feet originate from?
Yeah, it gives you a little description
where they're found,
of it.
Not where the body.
Oh, where they're found.
Where the feet are washing up on the beach.
Yeah, so there are a couple pairs of feet in there.
How many feet wash up on, like, I don't know, U.S. shore?
There's five have been in the Seattle-Tacoma area.
Okay.
And then...
But in other areas of the U.S., this doesn't occur.
No,
it's not a common occurrence.
The only other place in the world I heard of is before the Olympics, like a body washed up on the shores of Brazil, like parts of a body.
Well, I think they're probably just normal.
Yeah.
That's like a normal Brazilian weekend in my mind, you know? How much, like, crime and everything is there? Like, you heard about that when the Olympics were going on in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ridiculous. God, it was bad.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it was really bad. A lot of crime.
Might as well go to Mexico City or something.
It's like one of the most... crime-ridden
yeah.
cities in the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Need for Speed, what is it, like 4 or 5 showed that. They went down to Brazil. And
I stopped at one.
Hey, man.
Same.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, before I get into before I get into current theories and what other people jumped ahead to,
I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear current
because I let them see the show ahead of time.
I love you. You'll get some later. And by some, I mean ice cream.
Yes.
Nice, nice.
That's a good sum.
I like ice cream. What are the thoughts so far on causes?
Causes?
Yeah. What's where are these, like, why are these feet coming here?
I was
murder, mafia,
maybe I was thinking, okay,
boating accidents.
Like, sharks, but it's too cold up there.
Yeah, you can ask me questions, too. I do know a little more information about this.
Okay. Do they always have shoes attached?
Yes.
Okay, so then it's obviously a person. Like, at that point, there's no
And actually, if to give you more information, they always are specifically athletic-style shoes.
Oh.
Running shoes.
Because they were running before he caught them, because he chased them down.
Ooh, we got a murderer theory coming up through Mason. Any other questions?
Wait, are they all women's shoes?
They are all.
But the 79-year-old
encased in athletic sneakers.
They are all athletic-style shoes.
What kind of shoe is the 79-year-old wearing?
His were the only one that I'd say were slightly different. He's got those, like, Velcro style.
Oh, so it's like the Skechers type.
Skechers, old man shoes.
See, so it's like what shoes.
See, so it's not all of it. But
it's athletic shoes.
But that might be.
In all the research, they've considered that an athletic shoe.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Well, especially for that age of a man.
Yeah, like, yeah. But if you look at the rest, I mean, you can really see it's like New Balance and just athletic style.
So are they always, they're not the same side foot?
No, there's a couple pairs. There's two pairs.
Do the pairs wash up in the same place?
No.
Or one, the left foot will head north and the right foot will head west? Or?
All right, so here's a pair right here. One was found in August 11, 2011. A left foot was found in False Creek, Vancouver. And then in October 2012, a right foot was found in False Creek, Vancouver. So just...
I think
over a year lapse.
So somebody's it's a serial killer. And that's like they're calling, like their thing is just leave a foot.
That's a long way for a serial killer to travel from Seattle, Tacoma area all the way up into Canada.
I'm not saying they think in rational terms.
No, but I mean, serial killers are typically they get comfortable in one area.
Could they just be going out in a boat like Dexter?
I'm thinking Dexter style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he goes out in the boat to dump the body, but his thing, for whatever it is just leaving a foot, just to throw it out there to tease.
What does he do with the rest of the body?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm thinking he just dumps it.
So...
if he kills him, whatever, he has a fetish for...
And then he goes and he throws
people.
The feet on shore?
And
then
he just throws
saying?
One... Yeah, maybe he ties them up in a garbage bag. I'm literally thinking in Dexter terms right now.
Yeah.
And he dumps the body in the water on the boat. And his calling card, like the Wet Bandits, is the foot in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to toy with local authorities.
So
are they all the same demographic of victims? That if we're calling them victims,
there's male and female.
Okay.
Because at the end
are
of
they
day,
the day,
it's somebody's
age?
Killing these people and leaving a foot. Like that's it, right?
That's your theory.
Yeah, they're not all identified.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else?
I don't know.
Do they always have like remaining skin on the foot inside the
shoe?
Yeah,
the foots are kind of intact.
Okay.
It's meaty. It's like a meaty mush. Yeah.
And they're able to identify these people.
Some of them.
What were their occupations?
I didn't get occupations on the people, but I am going to further this a little bit.
Wait, is it all a right or left foot?
It's both.
Both.
It's both.
Because
okay,
there's pairs
God
have
damn
been
it,
found.
Steve.
Okay.
And one theory, because upon analysis, they think most of the shoes are pre-2004. So they're wondering if these are people who died in the Asian tsunami December 26, 2004. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a serial killer. It's somebody.
So the British Columbia Coroner Service has been able to identify 8 of the 14 feet belonging to 6 different individuals with no sign of any tools used to sever the feet.
Mm-hmm.
The agency said in a statement, in none of the cases was any foul play involved. That is a quote from the British Columbia Coroner Service.
Because the coroner is the murderer.
Now, suicides and drownings are somewhat regular.
Case blown wide open.
God damn.
Yeah. Damn it. Inside job. Mm-hmm. Inside job.
Mason gets a key to the city.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
So actually, to go back to your previous question, do does this happen anywhere in the United States? Suicides and drownings are somewhat regular events around any body of water. And as a shoreline population goes, the number of water mishaps also increase. In New York City, they regularly go through the grim ritual of fishing out floating corpses from the water every single spring as the temperatures rise.
No.
Oh, goodness.
But again, that's full bodies,
yeah.
Not just feet.
So it seems to me like it's just one of two things. Either you got a killer, or these people are like drowning and they're getting eaten.
So, but why just feet?
I don't know.
Body parts. Upon further study, it turns out that the human body naturally disarticulates in water. Mm-hmm. So the hand, like at the joints, so the hands and feet
apart.
Will often disconnect from corpses after soaking in the ocean for a while.
Yeah.
But they don't float. And also, local anthropods, big sea bugs,
mm-hmm.
they will skeletize and disarticulate a body in a matter of days in this particular part of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
So it's normal for those sea creatures to pick a body clean.
Because if it's
clean.
Only feet, then you can kill the other person, like maybe chop off a part of their leg, and then eventually you'll find their foot.
Dude, and why are the feet coming to shore?
Yeah, or I mean, like maybe they're keeping them. Maybe they keep them like in a certain area of the ocean, and then like you know, there's no foul play involved at that point because you can just take the foot after it's already been disarticulated and put it on the beach.
So the
time to a rope. See what happens.
The theory is for the feet floating
Wait,
ashore.
Wait, so you think someone's murdering these people, throwing them in the ocean and waiting and watching their body to naturally disarticulate?
Maybe not necessarily watching, but like they'll come back. It's disarticulated. And then they have like, you know, the foot. And they can throw the foot back on shore.
It's almost impossible for the Coast Guard to find people in the ocean sometimes. You think some...
You got a tracker. You easily plan a tracker.
Are you guys planning your own gruesome
No, but we're saying you can plan a tracker on somebody.
You need a boat.
I have a boat. And as soon as I get a boat, I'm spending all my time popping champagne bottles, going by the shore, screaming, "I have a boat, bitch!" to everybody I see, and then probably singing the Boats and Hoes song.
Boats and Hoes, yeah. There you go. Boats and Hoes. It's a good life, man.
So basically, the theory is going back to the particular type of shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Running shoes are buoyant.
Yeah.
So they kind of disarticulate, float up, they're leaving the rest of the body behind. That's the basic theory.
But why isn't it happening more?
I am still not ruling out foul play. Here's my theory for a severed foot beach.
Let's hear it.
All right. Canadian mafia.
All right, sure.
Everybody knows Canadian mafia has been pretty lax on gambling debts the last decade or so. And they're trying to make a statement, all right? And they went around and found some of their high-profile people who owe them money, like 79-year-old Stanley Akimoto.
Who has Velcro shoes.
And they all have to wear sneakers.
Yeah, because they were running away from...
Yeah.
It's like,
there you go.
All right, so... They didn't cut these people up, though. They went classic, cinder blocks and rope.
Right.
And just fucking sent them down. Now, bodies naturally disarticulated, got eaten up, and just the feet float ashore. Boom.
Yeah.
What are they tying the cinder blocks to, then?
Their legs, their feet.
Yeah, you can tie to their leg.
Right there. Even better reason for them to disarticulate.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe they're just floating up from one to the ankles.
That's my theory. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
I don't think the mafia thing, but I think somebody's definitely doing that.
Definitely the Canadian mafia.
I'm not saying it's not the Canadian mafia.
They got something to prove.
I just think it's somebody.
They're tired of the Italians and the Irish getting all the credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, French
mafia.
That's not a terrible.
That's great.
Sorry, he's not good enough in Canada. Not anymore.
Yeah. Miranda, what are you sticking with here? I mean, even though I pretty much cracked it wide open.
It's basically
so
solved.
Lucky you're here, babe.
Yeah, it's what we... It's
I
what
don't think it's a serial killer.
You don't think it's a serial killer?
I don't think it's a serial killer. I really like the idea that there's a lot about the ocean currents that we don't understand and that maybe these could be victims of the tsunami.
But are they all Asian people?
And they just happen to have the same type of shoes?
No, that a lot of the people who
because
died in the
buoyant.
Tsunami, that the people who were wearing athletic shoes,
since they are buoyant,
that this is occurring with their feet.
Maybe there are
a lot of bodies in the ocean that, aren't reacting this way, but that some of the victims
from the tsunami, which what area are you talking about?
In Japan, right?
It was in Japan, I believe.
So they would have to float.
Asia, like, for sure. And there actually is the current and a wind, like the that goes straight from Japan to America. Area. If you remember during the weird weapons of World War II, they floated balloons from Japan straight across to that particular area.
It's a long way for like salt water.
What? They just recently found that basketball on the ocean that was fully inflated, and they like picked it up out of the ocean, and it had been there so long it had like a full strand of barnacles that had taken like 10 years to grow on or something. Jesus. Did you see anything about that?
No. Mm-hmm. And they also said the athletic shoes helped preserve the feet too.
Yeah. I could see that. But the basketball's not, it's not like an organic thing, like flesh.
Neither is a tennis shoe.
But you're still getting the foot in there. It's still somewhat preserved. They can make like an identification of a body.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I don't know, to be out and see, I would say maybe only a couple of days before it really starts melting
away. Again, they know.
To come over from Japan, I think that would be.
And Stanley Akimoto had been missing for just a couple months when they found his body.
Okay, so he was not involved. Did you research any of the other?
No, a lot of identities were withheld by the family and things like that. So that's pretty much
what's
all.
What's our timeline from the first foot to the recent foot?
First foot was August of 2007.
And the tsunami happened when?
Tsunami is 2004.
So 3 years before started showing up.
December of 2004. So
I don't believe it.
Two and a half years.
Yeah, that's too much erosion. I would think in the.
You would think they would show up faster than that. The balloon trip from Japan, and again, I know that's air and not water. Was just a couple weeks, I believe. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think foul play definitely involved serial killer.
Well, he held on to the foot because there are sets of feet. So like 1 foot didn't showed up, and then I don't know how what's the period of time before the second one showed up.
That's a long time for a serial killer to hold on.
Yeah, we only got one of Stanley's feet, and there's only two people. We got both their feet.
Oh, okay.
Stanley, I think maybe might have been an accident because, like Steve said, it's different.
Yeah.
You got the whole leg there. Mm. So maybe he was just old and got lost and wandered into the sea or something.
Yeah, I can see that in a movie. Like, that people are pondering over that one. Like, what is it? And at the end, it was just an accident.
Just an accident.
He was the fluke and all of
that. Yeah, it was just
But that still proves that this is naturally possible.
Possible, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probable doesn't seem likely.
But it gave,
like, years at sea, like flesh. I would just think there'd be more erosion.
Maybe not the tsunami. Yeah. But that, what if these people drowned on their fishing boats?
Like that, I would see. I would definitely way more than that, yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely like to know more about the people.
But why just around that area?
Well, ocean currents are kind of predictable. They head the same way, so if everyone's...
Yeah, but why not, like, in Georgia? Yeah. Like, Florida, like...
Yeah.
You know, why is that not happening then all over? Why is it just that one area that it's that prevalent? Just feet. Just, all right. It's Canadian person.
Yeah.
Canadian mafia. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an organization, so they can run strong for a decade. A person might not have that gas. I mean, I know there has been serial killers who go for decades, but, you know, Canadian mafia, they got something to prove, and they're tired of people not paying their gambling debts. Yeah.
It's kind of like cutting off the lucky rabbit's foot, but it's the unlucky human's foot.
There you go.
Yeah. So they caught them all out on their
fucking... That's it. I think the Canadian mafia case closed.
Case closed.
Damn, fuck yeah, we're good at this.
All right, that's one down, guys. we nailed it for you.
Credit.
Like it.
Cracked wide open. Boom. Yeah. Solve that case.
Mic drop.
Credit to Strange People, Weird World. Thank you very much.
You know, it's really funny. I performed two songs last night. That's
not funny.
Rap show.
That's pretty funny.
No, it's pretty... It's admirable.
No, that's great. Yeah, but the funny thing is.
Boot on.
Yeah.
Well, that too. And then the other funny thing is that the guy I was performing with fell down on stage because he was too hype. It was hilarious.
Too hype.
Oh wow.
And then,
ladies and gentlemen, keep your hypeness to reasonable levels.
Seriously, that is
true. Nobody needs too hype.
Yeah. Too hype. You know.
It was hype, and I tried to help him, but then I almost fell because we were just too hyped together. So
Josh got all hyped up. Seeing the hypeness.
Tried to help.
But the funny thing is, this dude actually. Dropped the fucking mic, and the guy who's like running the show is like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Oh, because that's not cool to do.
No.
Hurt the mic.
He'd be like, "Dude, this is an expensive mic."
He literally was like, "That's expensive equipment, man." Like, what the fuck? And he's just like, "I'm sorry, bro, my bad."
Yeah, you don't drop the mic if it's not yours.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious.
Yeah,
so I
don't even let people touch the table our mic's sitting on.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, next unsolved mystery of the world.
Soon to be solved.
Yeah, we're going way back on this one. This is the Dancing Plague of 1518.
The Dancing Plague?
The Dancing Plague.
Oh, I think I've heard about this.
Yeah, this is actually a real well-documented thing. So don't,
this is
don't,
really odd. Okay, yeah,
this is super weird. In July of 1518, residents of the city Strasbourg were struck by a sudden and seemingly uncontrollable urge to shake their groove things.
Where's Strasbourg? Is that Germany, Vienna?
The time, it was part of the Roman Empire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I do believe would the be Germ- Holy Roman like Germany Empire, yeah. now. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, when was this?
1518.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, no. This is way,
it's a deep
way
cut
back.
Right here. All right, let's do it.
It all started when a woman known as Frau Trafia. Wow.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is she married?
Yeah. I don't know. She's a Frau.
Doesn't sound like she was.
Yeah, isn't a Fräulein unmarried and a Frau so. Is married?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounds miss like she. And misses.
Yeah, you're the expert on this.
No.
Well,
not at all.
Frau Trafia stepped into the street and began to twist, twirl, and shake her groove thing without a partner or any music.
She's a witch.
What's her groove thing?
She.
Her ass.
Ass. Yeah. Ass.
So I don't know where she just started dancing.
Yeah, no music, no anything, just dancing.
I wanted to see what 1500 dancing is. I'm trying to picture that. Like,
yeah.
What? You watched A Knight's Tale?
That's yeah. That's exactly where my brain
goes. And then they start
You've
boogieing
never seen Heath Ledger,
Bowie?
Knight's Tale?
That one. Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking of A Maiden's Tale or something like that.
Handmaid's Tale?
Handmaid's Tale. That's what I was thinking of. Knight's Tale? Where they're playing, like, they're doing, like, We Will Rock You?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't thinking of that.
Well, a lot of medieval dancing was, like, group choreographed dancing.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
There's a whole dance scene in there, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I kind of wonder if you just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a choreographed
dance. I usually go to that for, historical documentation.
Well, I wasn't wrong, so fuck you, Steve. Bam!
There you go.
There you go. Shrek for the win.
Yeah, I guess.
Be quiet, donkey.
Well, the Frau kept up her solo boogie session for nearly a week, and before long, 3 dozen people had joined in.
And this is day and night. She's not sleeping.
Just boogieing. Just shaking
that
ass.
So 4 days of just shaking that ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
By the end of July, nearly 100 people, predominantly female, were out on the streets, shaking booty all night long, or until they would drop dead from heart attacks, strokes, or exhaustion.
I think they were eating mushrooms or something. That's when they discovered, like, either...
psychedelics or
something. Yeah, some kind of psychedelic.
So,
Frau came back from the mountains with it.
Some psilocybin, bro.
Yeah, she was singing in the hills, the sound music action.
That's why I said she's a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's
it's drugs.
I'm going to address both of those.
Please do.
All right.
Yeah.
When we get there.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
So again, when I tell you all of this, I need you to know this is all very true, well-documented history, including physician notes, cathedral sermons, local and regional chronicles, and even notes issued by Strasbourg City Council.
They're all probably witches.
All clear that the victims danced. Has anybody heard what Josh thinks yet?
It's been mighty quiet over there.
Mighty quiet. As the dancing plague worsened, concerned nobles sought the advice of local physician, who ruled out astrological or supernatural causes.
Wait, was everyone afflicted of the poorer class? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So this
drugs,
did not
drugs.
Affect
drugs.
Nobles
drugs,
at all.
Yeah. I'm going
no,
back
nobles
drugs.
Were not affected, no.
They just ruled out supernatural. Right?
Was that really on your list of contenders?
No, it was on his. He wants magic to be real so bad.
Yeah. Me too!
So as you can...
okay.
So addressing the witch one already, as you can see, this has gone on for almost a month, and nobody's claimed that they're heretics. They're actually trying to treat these people instead of, like, burn them at the stake or anything like that.
Right. I guess that's true.
I'm surprised...
Because...
Well, I'm saying is, like, you can't have... How the fuck do you rule out supernatural things at the year 1500?
And another reason... That
it's. I see where you're coming from. That it was a lot of people use those situations to blame the supernatural.
Okay, so
they
maybe not ruling out supernatural, but ruling out voluntary, like occultist dancing, because the dancers were visibly miserable, and when they could, they expressed that they needed help.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Drugs. So after ruling out astrological and supernatural causes, they instead announced that the plague was a natural disease. I'm doing quotey thingies, caused by quotey thingies again, hot blood. And the only cure was
cold bleeding.
More cowbell.
What?
Yeah. Got a fever.
Yeah. Physicians and authorities actually encouraged more dancing. They believed that the dancers would recover only if dancing continued day and night.
Like sweat it out.
Yeah,
huh?
Kind of so like sweating it out.
Stop dancing is to dance until you can't dance.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you die.
You got to boogie it out.
Was there ever a case of somebody dancing until they dropped but didn't die and then recovering and then they started dancing again?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
What were the migration patterns of jitterbugs?
That's a real question.
I haven't broken open the jitterbug theory. I'm not sure how long their bite actually lasts.
Are they native to Strasbourg?
And are they native? I'm not sure how the Roman Empire dealt with jitterbugs. If there was any kind of exterminator for that situation.
It's totally magic, bro.
So to increase the effectiveness of the cure, musicians were hired, and the town constructed two guild halls, a grain market, and they built a dance floor to keep the afflicted moving.
Damn. Wait, within 4 days?
That just sounds like an excuse.
No,
okay.
This is going on for weeks now.
The city planner's like, yes!
Well, the strategy completely backfired as more and more were afflicted by this seemingly psychic contagion. So they started the dance, and just more and more people kept joining. They're just like, oh, fuck. And so, like, now there's people dancing in the streets. Just, it's fucking crazy. Through the month of August, numbers grew to over 400 people, dancing, shaking booty in the streets until they dropped.
Oh, my God. And these people were dying.
Yes.
That's,
like...
One report indicates that for a period of time, the plague killed around 15 people per day.
Damn.
It's a witch. I'm telling you, bro. There's no way it's not. There's no way it's not, bro.
That can't be your...
That is 100% my play right
eventually,
now.
Eventually...
Really? 100%? You believe
so you're
it
telling
was
me that
magic.
All of these people are doing drugs and no one's like, hey, we shouldn't keep eating this because we're going to fucking die.
No, I'm
hey,
saying
don't
exactly
eat that.
That, but you're going to literally
it's
magic.
One paragraph left until we discuss this.
Okay, all right, bro. Fuck. God damn it.
Eventually, all the afflicted were loaded up in wagons and brought to a holy shrine on a mountaintop to pray for healing. Mm-hmm. The dancing did not subside until early September. This started in early July.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So what's the season
it's
of the witch?
Summer.
What is the season of the witch, bro?
Witches have seasons.
Is that a real... That's a song, bro.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter.
Does matter. Make your argument, goddammit.
We have to wait for him to finish the paragraph.
I did.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Yeah,
that was it. No witch.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's the
it's
end of the story.
It's not magic.
Right there.
And
right.
Magic is not real.
And it didn't heal immediately after
that.
No, they didn't heal immediately. It still
I know what
took,
it's not.
It took a couple weeks.
Yeah, how many times have you prayed and then it actually happened the very next day you wanted it to? And that doesn't work.
It never works.
That did happen to my grandfather once.
Oh, we discussed
this. No, even the holy dirt of Chimayo.
Oh, yeah.
That worked for him.
Well, tell everybody what you're talking about, then.
Okay, so my grandma's from New Mexico, Catholic, raised Catholic, and they're all very superstitious down there. And there's a special church down there. It's called the Sanctuary of Chimayo. And
Chimayo? What does that mean?
I don't know what Chimayo means.
Oh.
Sorry.
It sounds like a delicious type of burrito.
It's a little boy.
It's a really old church. I think it was built in like the early 1800s. And the reason it was built is because a priest who was assigned to be out in the region at the time was walking through the hills, and he saw something shining from the ground in one of the hills up above. So he hiked all the way out to that hill, and when he started digging at the earth that was shining, he found like a statue of the Virgin Mary, except it was colored like the natives in the area, which back then was unheard of. So he thought that was a holy sign. He built a church there. And a lot of people believe that if you go to that church and you use the soil, which is considered sacred and holy, it can heal a lot of ailments. So you go to the church and you go through the actual church and you go to the back, and there's this room where they built around this giant pit of dirt, and you can go down there into the dirt and like collect buckets of it. And as you're leaving the pit, there's this room, it's this long hallway where people have left like their wheelchairs and their casts and their slings and their crutches. I don't know that it costs anything. I can't remember. Maybe you donate? I don't know. But
yeah. We strongly suggest you don't.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it, my grandpa, in the 70s, he was told that if he didn't stop smoking, he was going to get cancer. And I think it was like the day after he went to the doctor, he just lost his voice, couldn't speak at all. Mm-hmm. And so my family decided to take him down to Chimayo, and they put him down in the pit, and they prayed over him. And one of my aunts made him actually eat the dirt, and he said his voice came back instantly. Now, don't give me that look.
I'm not giving you any look.
That's a look!
I'm just listening intently to Magic
Your eyes
dirt.
Went like this. No, that's exactly what happened.
All right. So.
Okay. What were you doing while she was talking?
The witch.
While she was telling an interesting story about Magic Dirt, what were you doing?
Looking up the Season of the Witch.
Oh, you're still on the Season of the Witch thing.
Yeah, because guess what? So it is described as a fissure between summer and winter.
Cool.
So the Season of the Witch happens between summer and winter.
Fall.
July. Onwards to what
I like how you're right now.
That
think
would
you
still
have
be summer.
Relieved Josh like thinks he's got
September,
it.
September, right?
I got July you. Through September is summer.
Yeah, but yeah. That's going into winter.
No,
that's
fall. Going
into fall. Fall goes
fuck.
God, for a minute you thought you had it too.
The time period,
like,
yeah, October, bro. Season of the Witch.
Yeah, well,
fall.
Whatever. Shit.
Oh yeah, he thought he had it. Still.
This is like I well, got this was practice.
Well, it says summer to winter.
Yeah,
it says summer to winter. So technically.
That's fall.
So,
yeah.
To address...
Yeah, we have a summer goes
that.
To winter.
It's called fall.
Summer...
Fall. No, yeah. Fall
no,
goes to
summer
winter.
Summer ends.
Yeah. Summer goes
fall
to fall.
Begins.
I'll tell you what. Autumn.
Yes.
Autumn.
Well, that's also
autumn. Fall.
It says autumn.
There you go. Boom. Yeah, it said autumn.
What?
which is a word for...
Fall.
Fall.
Yeah, but it lies between summer and winter.
Exactly. But it's not summer,
but it's
which
not
is
summer,
when this occurred.
Which is when this
yeah.
happened.
But how many months were there in this...
July to September.
This is a finite thing here. We got 12
it
months of the year.
From summer to
no,
winter.
I'm
seasons.
Counting total months. Like,
from summer.
Well, then you're counting three-fourths
three.
Of the year in that, then.
Yeah. I know 3 months
yeah.
over is when it
which
healed, but like, how many months in the Roman year of in 1580?
Well, this isn't the Roman Empire. At this point, we're in the medieval times. It's the Holy Roman Empire, which is completely different.
But how long is a year in that?
It's the, they're in their same calendar
yeah, same
year.
Same calendar year.
Okay. Are we still trying to figure out that it's a witch?
Season of the Witch. Look, here's what I'm saying, bro.
I'm just trying to back up.
There's no
fucking
way.
Don't
let him flounder.
There is no fucking way that this is drugs, and there's no way that it's just some random occurrence. It's either.
So your logical explanation
why?
Is.
Because
it's magic, which nobody's ever seen, or it doesn't exist. That's your logic instead
because
of something biological.
Because I don't care how stupid you are, even the most primitive of animals would know that if someone's doing something, you don't do what they're doing if you see all these other people dying.
That's a fair argument. That
no,
doesn't
that's
prove that
not
it's
true.
Magic.
Look at lemmings and stuff.
Oh,
those
yeah.
guys are running over a cliff, and all the other lemmings are like, yo, let's go, bro.
But lemmings are man-made. That's an artificial, like, world that we created.
No, lemmings are real.
Lemmings
are real
animals.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
bro.
Oh, shit.
What did you think they were?
That game, bro.
No, aren't they like
oh, my God.
Runs?
What game? What?
There's the game Lemmings.
Dude,
no,
come
they're
on.
They're a real thing.
They're a real
I never
thing.
Knew that.
That's,
yeah.
why peop, they, that's why they call people like lemmings or sheep, like the
yeah,
ones
yeah.
who follow.
Yeah, because they just will just do things blindly.
Yeah.
Okay, I said most.
I think you have a valid point that most civilized people will notice that if someone is consuming something that's making them sick, most creatures will say, will learn from that and say,
yeah.
well, I won't eat that. So that's a good point that maybe it
I'm
wasn't
sure
something that they
say,
were ingesting.
Ew, smell this?
Yeah, but
you
if like hundreds of people are dying, like, wouldn't someone be like, oh, they're doing drugs?
But that
no, maybe
but
it's
that
in the water system or something like that.
Doesn't prove that it's magic.
No,
it
of course not.
Just proves that.
But what I'm saying is, it has to be divine intervention or magic.
No, that's the same thing.
I want, you to argue
so,
that.
So what I'm
better.
Trying to say is witchcraft. You know, say this one lady that goes in here during the Season of the Witch, I might add.
So she walks in with that sly come hither stare.
Come hither stare, you know, they have all that type of concoction type stuff, so they're maybe using like pheromones and shit like that to get people in there. They're dancing their asses off, and the more contagious it gets is multiplied by the amount of people there. So it's just spreading. It's like making a hive mind.
Not to back up Josh's point, but ever seen Hocus Pocus where she makes the parents dance all night long?
That's not to back up Josh's argument.
Not at all. If anything, that makes it way weaker.
You're gonna use Hocus Pocus.
Because I think he's thinking in, like, oh, where have I seen this before? Oh, it was Hocus Pocus.
Tell me another time when
you also thought you saw Sinbad as a genie.
Tell me any other time where witchcraft has been proven to be this prevalent. Because even during the Salem witch hunts, there wasn't actually
How can you prove magic? Is if we could prove magic...
Again, dude.
No, here's the
witch,
thing.
And if we could prove magic, as much of a duck as a duck, like...
If we can prove magic, we would understand magic way more than we do.
I think you would have some hint that magic actually... Like, why am I arguing this?
You think
the whole answer to this is magic.
I appreciate that you believe in magic and that it's possible. I appreciate that about you. And I can even understand some of it. That there are things out there that we can't explain. But this particular case here...
Magic.
Argue that better.
I'm trying.
I want more information.
Oh, okay. It's a
he's,
weak,
he's arguing
weak
like a Trump voter.
Yeah, it's
that's bullshit.
Exactly.
That's bullshit.
No, it's got to be by. It's got to be either some in a water or they ate something, or airborne disease.
To address Steve's theory,
yeah,
one of the major theories is ergo, which is a mold that grows on rye. On stalks of rye, which would be the main grain distributed to
everybody. Brings mental illness.
Yeah, it causes delusions and hallucinations, but it does also greatly impair your motor skills. Like, it's hard to move around and get shit done.
But that coupled with something else could be like, you know, House episode.
And then my only...
Normally it's also, like this.
My only other argument as a well-seasoned user of hallucinogens is... I mean, your longest that I know of is peyote, going for, you know, 48 to, you know, maybe 50-something hours.
It's not like four months. No, they went months, right?
Well, as a society they did, but some of these, the individuals themselves only danced for like a period of days until they dropped from exhaustion.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did they get up then and keep boogieing?
No, they died.
They just dropped totally from exhaustion.
Yeah, I mean, some people went for, like, weeks, days, whatever.
Some died. Some just dropped from exhaustion. But and did not get back up and dance.
So it's a biological thing. It's got to be.
Yeah.
What else is there? I mean,
you said rye,
you can't say magic.
Right?
No, but you could say madness. Like, because at one point, like, let's say if you say, like, you can mix points with, like, magic. Like, somehow, because magic is just, like, and, like, card tricks, sleight of hand. So magic, you could just be, like, convincing someone mentally. Just, like, get inside somebody's head and fuck them up. And with the combination of anything, like, ergo.
Yeah.
Ergo. And if someone's dancing and they're like, oh, the only way to get this person to stop dancing is for everybody to dance. And if everybody has something like that ergo, and they can't start dancing, and then they see them, they can't dance, stop dancing. So then they think they can't stop dancing. So everybody's just like,
so
it's a madness that takes over.
So I actually like... You know,
oh, go ahead.
I like what Mason's saying. It's kind of closest to what I'm thinking, like a mass hysteria.
Yeah.
But you're also saying that there could have been someone there who took advantage of this situation and maybe got inside someone's head.
Well, the advantage, just like when you see...
You gotta think about, okay, what was the intent? What did they get from the intent of a serial killer? To cause hysteria, to fuck with people and hurt people. So we're taking it back and saying this person's intent was to get everybody to dance... And then, or at least one person, and then capitalize on the dancing.
And then, or not even
in
dance.
In the 1500s.
So Mason's actually still really close to a theory, and I actually didn't get it written down.
I can see mass hysteria, madness, sure.
So there was a saint that they believed in the Catholic religion at this time in the area, who had the power to make everybody dance like this, or maybe it was before. It might have been the religion right before Catholicism or something.
Divine intervention.
I'm still going to argue, if this was the Holy Roman Empire, they would have been following.
I shall dance for the little boys.
Yeah, so it might have been right before that. But there was a theory of some sort of saint or whatever, something that the local people believed in, this man that could make everybody dance. And then the prayers on the mountainside kind of swayed that belief or something.
So maybe they did something to piss him off. He cast some type of curse on them or some shit. Divine intervention, like I was saying
before. It's the same difference.
I'm not going to argue that it was magic, but I do like where Mason's coming from, that the mindset at the time, people were malleable.
St.
Vitus, a disorder caused by rapid...
Especially the poor. The poor masses of this community, they could have been easily influenced. And maybe not to die, but
they were dying.
If on top of it, Not everyone was dying.
No, but there was some.
A lot of people were dying. Yeah. But as a community, as a poor community, these people would have been easily influenced. And if something like a mold was maybe present that was already messing with their reasoning abilities.
So the guy would have to implant the mold.
Or maybe it was already present.
Look what's happening. I'm taking advantage of this.
Drop the theory that someone came in and planned all of this.
That's his whole thing, though.
No, I'm saying someone took advantage of it.
So you see somebody, you're just like a dark person, and you just see someone like twitching and just like feeling really weird. It's like, hey, man, maybe if you like shook it off and like boogied, maybe it would go out of you. Maybe you can like dance the spirit away or whatever. And they're just like,
So he just kept telling this to people. It was just like, wow, that escalated quickly. Well,
I was going to say, or maybe you're not a dark person. Maybe you're just joking, and it went too far.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying I fully agree with that, but I like that.
Where people are like, I can't, please help me, please stop.
And you just take advantage of it.
And there's still some guy sleeking in the crowd like, hey, you should keep boogieing.
A historian named John Waller, he literally wrote the book on this subject. His explanation.
Just one.
It concerns Saint Vitus, a Catholic saint who was 16th century Europeans believed had the power to curse people with a dancing plague.
A saint who could curse? That's new.
That is interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of that growing up?
No.
I just said it.
When combined with the horrors of disease and famine, both of which were tearing through Strasbourg in 1518, the Saint Vitus superstition may have theories...
Theorized?
May have triggered... I skipped a line, sorry. May have triggered a stress-induced hysteria that took hold of much of the city. Other theories may have suggested dancers were members of a religious cult, or even that they accidentally ingested ergo, a toxic mold that grows on damp rye.
So we're all right.
I'm with the mold.
I'm with some sort of mass hysteria.
I'm with the mold. It could have even started. Slash mass hysteria.
Yeah, it could have started with the mold.
I mean, it sounds like a perfect storm. Like, you have all these elements coming into play, just feeding into it.
But it would have to be a perfect storm for something like as outrageous as people just dancing in the streets and not being able to.
But you found a map that also showed that it wasn't just in Strasbourg.
Here's the kicker. It's happened in other areas, too, in this time period only.
So there you go. It was all along the same river, wasn't it?
Which comes back to your theory of it as something in the water.
Something in the water, people drinking. Yeah. Like I said, if it was a drug, something that they were – because they're like probably, you know – they keep dancing, so the people who aren't afflicted are like, here, drink this water. And it was just exacerbating. If you remember,
I said they actually built a grain mill for these people. Mm. And if it was something coming in on the grains, they're just feeding it to them.
If it was something around.
Yeah,
I mean, there's all these things that they theorize. Like, they think that Moses had hallucinogens and... that's how they saw the burning bush kind of thing. Like, there's all these kind of things that back in the day they had. It would be mushrooms or, I don't know, DMT or things like that that could have been into the water supply. You know, they didn't really have regular plumbing back then. They were poor peasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a biological
hazard. Even somebody grows a bunch. Some farmer upstream grows a shit ton of this rye, and he's like, oh, fuck, it's all bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tosses it all in the river.
Right.
Everybody downstream's going to get nervous.
Could be.
Which also, is it visible? I thought it was like a microscopic.
I'm sure if you're an experienced farmer.
Yeah, what do I know?
What?
Could call Dwight Schrute.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, the only growing I'm experienced with is marijuana. I mean, if it starts molding, you know it.
And that already causes mass hysteria anyway. So that's like a thing.
LSD was found from rye, right?
Wasn't it derived from this ergo?
I thought LSD was completely like...
No, it was...
I thought it was all chemical.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it derived from rye.
I thought this article said something about how they used the mold, the ergo mold, to...
I don't know what article.
Find their way to LSD.
I think so, yeah. So...
Something, some shit.
Drugs.
It goes back to drugs.
Drugs.
But
so
still.
official strange people, weird world.
I think drugs has got to be the most
drugs
probable.
Brand is over here,
not convinced.
Yeah, what do you think it is at the end of the day? If you had to give a Jeopardy answer.
I still have a question, but I think you guys already answered it now that I'm thinking of it. My question was, then how did these, like you said, a hallucinogen will only last for a certain number of hours in the human body before it processes and leaves your body.
Yeah.
But as you said before, it's possible that as they were giving these people water and something to eat, that maybe they were then just replenishing the supply.
I imagine the madness would grow, you know? I mean, I have fun tripping for the 12 hours or something,
but after
if you kept feeding it to me, I'd lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And then, like... And then, like, you're kind of already freaking out, and then all of a sudden, like, shit's being built around you, and all of a sudden the city hired professional musicians and they actually hired dancers.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, I'm supposed to dance.
Yeah, like, they're just like, whoa, fuck, shit. Like,
well, my one thing is, why did none of them ever, like, just, like, run away?
Magic, dude. You can't run away from magic.
That's fact.
Son?
That's fact. That's
scientific fact.
Yeah, that
Steve,
is like,
that's ridiculous.
I thought that was like, we knew you can't run away from magic.
And they built the guild halls, man. They trapped them in.
Yeah.
That's
until outrageous. People were just fucking, who sings that song, Dancing in the Streets?
I don't know.
Yeah. Until they were doing the whoever who sings Dancing in the Streets. I feel like, isn't that like a...
Dun, 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 dun.
I feel like it was a collaboration with like David Bowie and the guy from Rolling Stones.
It's a Motown song.
See, I had...
Dancing in the Streets. Oh, you're right.
I just want to dance with somebody from Whitney Houston. That's
a great song.
Not that song.
No, that's what I had in my head when I'm thinking about people just
sing
dancing.
It.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I don't want to lose
Steve.
Listeners.
Yeah,
Steve.
Right?
Yeah. Steve.
Steve's the most popular guy. He's the only reason
I am not going to lose listeners.
They're asking for a serenade.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. All right, so official Strange People Weird World consensus, drugs turning into mass hysteria.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That shit's solved.
Josh?
People went crazy. Fact.
Josh is still about the...
asterisk. Josh is still convinced witchcraft or magic.
Witchcraft of the water kill a whole entire town. Gang.
I want more information on
this. Didn't kill the entire town.
Gang.
Next episode, I want the spell they would have used.
I
want to know how it works.
If I look into witchcraft, I'll probably become a witch or a warlock.
Okay, then
up.
You can prove it to us.
I don't want
to
do that.
Come on.
Dude, it doesn't exist, bro.
A warlock, bro. That'd be lit. I'm like, oh, nah, shit.
I kind of like the chaos magic theories.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of chaos magic, blue, it's like almost manifestive.
Creativity
kind of, or you know, being able to manifest things through visualization and things like that.
What? What are you talking about?
Kind of like, have you ever heard of that book, The Secret? I think that's the best way to describe it.
I'm going to put pictures on my dream board or something like that. It's going to come through.
But even just being able to put what you want into words or into an image that you can then focus and meditate and aim for.
That shit right there. But yeah, chaos magic goes into more like you'd have a symbol and you're doing like saying a certain kind of ritual.
Yeah, I saw the craft.
Shit like that.
She changed her
hair. Are we ever going to play D&D, bro?
Yeah, I just got all this stuff. I was actually going to talk to you about it after the show.
Fuck yeah. I also have a limited edition, collector's edition of Halo Wars Risk. So if you guys ever want to play
Risk. I fucking love Risk.
Bro, it's my
Risk?
Favorite.
I've never
played
Risk.
Oh, that's what we used to get. I'm all about
Well, it's not nerd stuff. It's
I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Oh, yeah. Risk is in the nerd stuff.
You can just own it, dude. Just be like, it's nerdy.
I just wanted to say that Risk is not a nerdy game.
Was Napoleon nerdy?
Oh, it's totally nerdy.
It's like chess on steroids.
I think Napoleon was probably nerdy. Like, if I met Napoleon, I'd be like...
What you just said is nerdy.
Just as a person?
Fine.
You just compared it to chess. Regardless of steroids.
He was pretty
chess
mighty.
Is for like royalty back in the day.
Doesn't matter.
It's chess is a gentleman's game.
It's like chess to Stratego.
Modern Alexander the Great.
Yeah,
that's like right across from each other. Then Risk is like fucking badass.
Risk is a like worldwide domination.
Anyways, we got one more for you guys today, and that is the aluminum wedge of Aiud. I think it is. It's in Aiud, Romania. So this is the picture of it. I want you all to look at that right now. Josh will put it up on social media for you guys.
That's
it kind of looks like an axe head or something. What is that? Like, flip it around again?
Yeah, take it.
It almost looks like an axe head.
A little bit. It's it weighs about 5 pounds.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah, it weighs about 5 pounds.
Must be tiny, then.
It was dug up in Romania in 1974.
Shout out, Nina.
Shout out to Nina at work, yeah. Forged by magic hands.
Yeah. By God himself.
The 5-pound aluminum wedge was dug up and found next to 2 mastodon bones.
Oh.
The bones and the piece were given to the Museum of History of Transylvania. Mm-hmm. The Wedge would lay dormant in a storeroom for the next 20 years until UFO magazine editors found it. Now, the claim is that since the aluminum wedge was found in the same layer as the mastodon bones, it must be humans. At least 11,000 years old. The piece was tested by two separate labs, one in Transylvania and one in Switzerland. The labs came up with identical results, declaring that the piece to be composed of 89% aluminum, 6.2% copper, 2.84% silicone, 1.81% zinc, 0.41 lead, 0.33 zirconium, 0.11 candemonium, nickel, cobalt, bismuth, silver, and gallium in trace amounts.
Cool.
Another undisclosed test.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I think we all zoned out there.
You could have said multiple minerals.
Multiple minerals.
Yeah. And metals. All right.
Another undisclosed test shows that the oxidation of the wedge should be about 400 years old.
Again, so they did carbon date it.
This is an undisclosed test.
What does that mean?
Don't know how they tested it.
Couple hundred years old.
Yeah. So, it takes temperatures of over 1,000 degrees to create aluminum, and that technology was not around until the early 1800s, and still then not mass-produced until 1885. Pseudo-archaeologists and ufologists believe
doctor, not a doctor.
That finding this evidence that finding this is evidence of extraterrestrial beings visiting the Earth in the past, and the wedge is a possible piece of landing gear. Some even suspect a future time traveler who had to make a quick getaway from attacking mastodons. Which I think is kind of a dumb assumption, because it's not like the mastodons would be attacking you and then they just, like, you disappeared and they sat there and died. Mm-hmm. Like,
just, like, jaw dropped.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Dinosaur heart.
Well, if you burn them up in your time-traveling machine.
So I'll show you guys the picture here again. Mm-hmm. Again, pseudoscientists believe that could be a piece of landing gear.
That looks really rudimentary, whatever it connects to, though. It's just like a hole drilled. Yeah. I don't see any way to fasten that to
anything.
The leg magic. Of something.
I'd use magic.
Magic.
Maybe the bones were like clubs.
Wait, I don't understand why we can't date this thing.
Supposedly it was dated.
Well, what was it? You said an undisclosed. No, I'm talking about like a scientific dating.
Yeah.
A reliable lab.
Not just an undisclosed. About 400 years old.
I don't know. I mean, that's what we're here for now, guys. So,
we'll go get it and test it.
I guess the thing we're looking at is there's something that they found. Something. Let's say it's old.
Old.
Older than what we know, where we can melt aluminum and shape it.
Yeah.
Where that technology only came up, what'd you say, in the late 1800s?
Yes.
Okay, so apparently it's older than that, saying there might have been technology to do that.
And the only reason they think it's older than that, though, is because they found it in the same layer of Earth that they found these massive.
Yeah, but it doesn't prove anything.
And that's the really only way you can date stuff is, like, carbon dating through the outer layers.
Yeah.
And so, again, supposedly it looks like it should be about 400 years of carbon dating.
What if someone just, like, buried it? Like,
well, that's absolutely what had to have happened, because mastodons were thousands.
Someone buried it far enough down that no one would ever know that there was dinosaurs, and you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to bury this thing.
Have you ever been hiking at Red Rocks?
Yeah.
So you know when you're at Red Rocks and you're looking east over Denver, there's mm-hmm. that ridge of mountains right in front of Red Rocks, and it's a different color. It's like a sandstone color of mountains. Mm-hmm. They call that the Hogback Ridge, and if you've ever looked at it, what happened was all of that earth that used to be in these layers, something hit it and it all jutted up. So now all of those layers that were deeply buried for so long are now exposed to us, and that's why you have like Dinosaur Ridge,
mm-hmm.
and you can go there and you can touch the bones and feel them. What if something like that happened here, mm-hmm. where this is just a geological
anomaly?
Thank you. Where maybe these layers of earth were pushed up somehow, mm-hmm. and then some worker came by with an aluminum wedge and dropped it. So really, if that could have happened, it's really not buried that far down.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. No. No. And that, I just, we don't know how old it is.
Yeah,
and we don't know how they found it. We don't know the topography.
They were digging trenches near a river.
Well, and water could easily move so much of that.
Yeah. So the rational explanation that I found on one site says the results of a metallurgic... The results of a metal test on the wedge are consistent with modern 2000 series duraluminum, which oxidizes fairly rapidly, which would account for the aged appearance of the wedge, and can be hardened to a degree similar to mild steel. So the theory is that this wedge is actually the tooth off of, like, a tractor that digs.
But even a tooth off of a tractor would be welded to that tractor as one piece. Why is there a hole in this wedge?
Actually, if you look at diagrams, if you look at diagrams for those kind of tractors, they are bolted on individual teeth because they change them out. Because the tractor is going to last a long time. Those teeth dull.
So then if I flip that wedge over, there should be another hole for a bolt?
Yeah,
because there's no way I would just fasten something like that was to do such heavy duty work. There's no way I would just fasten it on one side.
So that's the only discrepancy I see in it. So if you're looking at this picture with us right now, you see a hole in the front of it. If you look up these kind of tractor teeth pieces, they all get bolted on across right here. Yeah. But this piece looks exactly like those tractor teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's super consistent with it. It's flat on one piece, rounded out because it sits on that.
And when did they find this?
1974.
When were those tractors in use?
They've been around.
Okay.
Yeah. And they actually also do use aluminum for dig sites because aluminum will not strike sparks like steel might.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so the alloy is desirable for service in environments with combustible gases or vapors, such as coal mines, that actually did flourish for a while in Romania, but at this time we're now exhausted.
Oh, so it seems pretty reasonable that's what it is.
Yeah.
And actually, I really had to track down this explanation. All the other theory sites are still, like, crazy alien shit.
That makes me so mad. Like, there's so many other things we could be expending our mental energy on, and this is what people want to argue about?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you tell our listeners that.
Saboteur.
You guys are doing great.
Yeah, Josh is about ready to give a magic explanation.
Well, that's what they want, bro. They want magic, bro.
You want magic.
You want magic, bad man. You want Harry Potter to be real.
I have never even seen Harry Potter or read Harry Potter.
Yeah. Or there's also the theory that the that was part of battle armor for the Mastodon, and then they killed each other fighting each other, and that's...
Oh my god, I didn't even think of that!
Mastodon, battle armor.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Just to throw another theory in
there. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere.
That the Canadian Mafia helped the Mastodons install.
Yeah.
It all comes back around.
Romania, who are also Canadian witches. Mafia, the connection's there. Connection's there.
That was a theory, a legit theory somebody came up with, was that it was Mastodon.
Yes. It is now.
So that's just yours.
Yes, I love
it. Here's the theory right now.
Oh, it's great.
Here's the theory right now. Everybody know, what's the famous vampire? Dracula.
Transylvania,
right? Okay. There was an uprising. They were sick of him. He was like an evil dictator, right? The people rose up, they armored their mastodons, and they ran an attack on his castle, all right? And this is a piece of history right here, all right? This is a piece of history.
To just go back to that day.
And they used aluminum because the werewolves would not have been able to participate in that war had silver been used.
Exactly.
Happened.
Bam. we are cracking this open, people. So the werewolves teamed up with the village people.
And the mastodons.
And the mastodons were already slaves to the werewolves. Everybody knows that.
They were weredons.
Yeah, and there was an uprising against the evil vampiric dictatorship in Transylvania. I dare somebody to come up with a better theory.
Wow. Can you feel that in the air? World peace?
I think I
sense it.
I feel a sense of relief. I mean, we've taken three mysteries off the plate of the world today, guys.
You're welcome, world.
We're doing our part, guys. You're
very welcome, world. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I don't know what else to say about
Mic
that.
Drop.
Mic drop. Don't touch my mic. That's it, guys. Yeah, I do have one disclaimer because a couple people have asked me about SoundCloud and why there's only one episode on there. It's because we left SoundCloud, and I don't pay them money anymore, so they will only hold 300 minutes of data. They are not a real, like, podcast thing. They're kind of for musicians, mostly. So that's all the data they'll hold is one episode a week, and eventually I'm going to forget to keep, like, updating that, too. So if you're listening to us through SoundCloud still for some reason, stop. Just download a podcast app.
Download Spotify.
Yeah,
Spotify. What's the big one people use? Like, Apple phones, podcasts. Yeah, what is it for?
There's Google Play and there's Spotify.
Those are top three.
Top three, yeah. Because I don't think you have to pay for Spotify.
People ask you, like, how do I listen to a podcast? I'm like, what? Like, it can't be that difficult. Yeah.
And then, like, go to your app store and type in podcast. You'll get Overcast, Podbean.
Podwatcher or some shit.
Stitcher.
Or just go on Google and figure it out, like most people do with most things nowadays.
Or if you just go to our website. Or
that
Instagram.
Doesn't build connection between human beings. I don't blame people for reaching out to others and asking.
I do.
When it's not like they're asking me to teach them rocket science.
No, but it's like, how do I... They're literally saying, like, how do I download an app? Easy. You go to the app store and then download an app.
It's also easy to just ask a friend.
Yeah, I guess, common sense is not common, so...
Siri will tell you everything.
That's I would consider that to be common sense, too, to just ask a friend.
No, I think it would be common sense, like, where do I go to get the app? If only there was a store.
I give benefit of the doubt to people of a certain age, I guess. But yeah. If
you're past like 40,
I'm just saying.
I'd say if you're 55 and older, then that is a warranted question. Like, oh yeah, let me help you out.
Like,
if you're like 19, 20, and all you do is play on your phone,
yeah,
and you're like, how do I download? How do I listen to a podcast? Like, it's right up there with, like, music. That's pretty self-explanatory.
I guess I'm just not going to hold that against somebody.
I'm not going to hold... Well, I would,
if they continually ask me that, if it's, like, the 10th time this month that they're asking me how to operate their phone, maybe I'll tell them, check out Google.
I'm not going to kick them in the... Like, I'm not going to Sparta kick them. But I'm just going to be like, really? It's pretty easy. And then you just, just go to...
It's like when you're...
podcast!
Yeah. I'm not, like, going to punch them in the face or anything. I'm just like... Really? Like, you don't know? I'll just silently judge them, maybe.
That makes people feel so good. Thank you, Steve.
They don't know it. So I'm silently doing it.
Oh, they know it.
Oh, no, I'm silently doing it.
Because your eyes do this.
Yeah. Oh, that's totally fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like when your Steve makes friends everywhere he goes.
Oh, yeah. To grab the phone that's like 2 feet away from her and you're like in a whole different part of the house.
Mm. Yeah.
And speaking of the people, like, my favorite thing is... at work, Steve, you get along with anybody that's, like, our age, basically. So, like, our managers and me and you.
Yeah.
But, like, all the other people who, like, don't like Steve or get pissed off by him, they all fucking come to me now because they know we're friends and we do the show together. And like,
I'm not there.
They start unloading, and I'm like, what do you... Do you think I'm going to do something? Do you really? Think I'm going to have a talk with him? No. Do you think I'm going to change him? Because, like... Really, he's my friend, and you're not, and I don't give a fuck. Like, who are you? Like,
but I don't sit there and, like, belittle somebody, but I'll call him out on something.
Yeah.
I just, like, really? Or, you know?
You definitely come across harsh, but, I mean again, you're my friend, so...
You're just a straight white male.
Yeah,
why
I guess.
Why would I ever listen to you?
I don't know.
Yeah, we are.
No idea.
Yeah. Well, you're Mason. You're in that boat, too.
Yeah, sorry,
he's Cuban. It's different.
I got a wee bit of Cuban in me.
A wee bit?
Yeah,
wee bit
it's in my hair and my hips. That's where it is. So
let's see those hips.
Well, I can dance.
Whoa!
Dan, you're in the chair. Here.
It's a little shitty there.
No big deal. I got pretty good birth and hips.
Nice.
Oh. Nice. Well, guys, I think that's it. Does anybody have anything? I've got nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, make sure you, Josh, did your handle change now? Is it Josh?
Oh, no, it's back at Joshua Co. I just had to make a new one because my other one had broken.
But now you're back at Josh Hart Co.
Yeah, so I just changed my other one that was Josh Hart Co. To follow Josh Hart Co.
Okay.
Yeah.
You changing up your names or what?
No, I just had to change. I had to get a new Instagram.
His Instagram wasn't letting him do stuff.
Doesn't let me do things. So what? It's fucking up my marketing. Like, I couldn't upload photos from my library to my story. Couldn't, like, fucking put hashtags in my bio. Couldn't, there was many things.
Yeah. Was there a reason or was it just like...
No, I don't know. Just faulty account. Bug.
Oh, okay.
Because all of our other accounts, my other accounts that I run are fine.
Oh, okay.
So, follow Josh at Josh Hart Co.
Yeah.
Follow me at Greg's Weird World.
Are you even going to get an iTunes?
Follow Miranda at princessbananahammock.com.
Don't follow me. I'll turn around and kick you.
What was your?
She doesn't have social media.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. She still says she needs to figure out. Somebody needs to walk her through downloading the apps.
Oh, no, right. I have a strict no social media policy.
Yeah.
It's probably a good policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's one of the things I liked about her when I met her. Most importantly, though, follow us at SP Weird World at your favorite social media source. And also email us with your thoughts or concerns, or if you want a sticker or anything like that, you can email us at spweirdworld@gmail.com.
Also, if you want a picture of my face, like, I'll send it.
Josh will send it. Voluptuous white ladies.
Yes.
He's talking to you.
We're also willing to offer pictures of Mason's hips.
Yeah. 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 Pictures of Mason's hips, Josh's face.
They don't lie.
Steve's calves.
Yeah.
Maybe I will even put Mason in a music video for my new song coming out.
Wow. Music video.
Can you dress like Shakira in that video, please?
Dude, I'm telling you, everyone wants you to be a woman.
His hips don't lie. Even if his breasts are small and humble. Not to be confused with mountains.
We don't want to confuse him with mountains.
All right, guys, that's it. I'm going to let you go now. Thank you all so much for tuning in, as always. And you know what, guys? Go ahead and keep it weird.
Keep it weird. Is that a thing we do?
Oh, my God.
How many times are you going to ask that?
Huh? Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's the second time you've asked that question.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.